Book 3, Chapter 9, The Manner of Our Offering Sacrifices. I will now, however, make mention of a few of our laws which belong to purifications and the like sacred offices, since I am accidentally come to this matter of sacrifices. These sacrifices were of two sorts. Of those sorts, one was offered for private persons, and the other for the people in general. And they are done in two different ways. In the one case, what is slain is burnt, as a whole burnt offering, whence that name is given to it. But the other is a thank offering, and is designed for feasting those that sacrifice. I will speak of the former. Suppose a private man offer a burnt offering. He must slay either a bull, a lamb, or a kid of the goats, and the two latter of the first year, though of bulls, he is permitted to sacrifice those of a greater age. But all burnt offerings are to be of males. When they are slain, the priests sprinkle the blood round about the altar. They then cleanse the bodies, and divide them into parts, and salt them with salt, and lay them upon the altar, while the pieces of wood are piled one upon another, and the fire is burning. They next cleanse the feet of the sacrifices, and the inwards, in an accurate manner, and so lay them to the rest, to be purged by the fire, while the priests receive the hides. This is the way of offering a burnt offering. But those that offer thank offerings do indeed sacrifice the same creatures, but such as are unblemished, and above a year old. However, they may take either males or females. They also sprinkle the altar with their blood, but they lay upon the altar the kidneys and the caul, and all the fat and the lobe of the liver, together with the rump of the lamb. Then giving the breast and the right shoulder to the priests, the offerers feast upon the remainder of the flesh for 2 days, and what remains they burn. The sacrifices for sins are offered in the same manner as is the thank offering. But those who are unable to purchase complete sacrifices offer two pigeons or turtle doves, the one of which is made a burnt offering to God, the other they give as food to the priests. But we shall treat more accurately about the oblation of these creatures in our discourse concerning sacrifices. But if a person fall into sin by ignorance, he offers a ewe lamb or a female kid of the goats of the same age, and the priests sprinkle the blood at the altar, not after the former manner, but at the corners of it. They also bring the kidneys and the rest of the fat, together with the lobe of the liver, to the altar, while the priests bear away the hides and the flesh, and spend it in the holy place on the same day. For the law does not permit them to leave of it until the morning. But if any one sin, and is conscious of it himself, but hath no body that can prove it upon him, he offers a ram, the law enjoining him so to do, the flesh of which the priests eat, as before, in the holy place, on the same day. And if the rulers offer sacrifices for their sins, they bring the same oblations that private men do. Only they so far differ, that they are to bring for sacrifices a bull or a kid of the goats, both males. Now the law requires, both in private and public sacrifices, that the finest flour be also brought. For a lamb, the measure of 1/10 deal, for a ram, 2, and for a bull, 3. These they consecrate upon the altar, when it is mingled with oil, for oil is also brought by those that sacrifice, for a bull, the half of a hin, and for a ram, the third part of the same measure, and 1/4 of it for a lamb. This hin is an ancient Hebrew measure, and is equivalent to 2 Athenian koas, or conduces. They bring the same quantity of oil, which they do of wine, and they pour the wine about the altar. But if any one does not offer a complete sacrifice of animals, but brings fine flour only for a vow, he throws a handful upon the altar as its first fruits, while the priests take the rest for their food, either boiled or mingled with oil, but made into cakes of bread. But whatsoever it be that the priest himself offers, it must of necessity be all burnt. Now the law forbids us to sacrifice any animal at the same time with its dam, and in other cases not till the 8th day after its birth. Other sacrifices there are also appointed for escaping distempers, or for other occasions, in which meat offerings are consumed, together with the animals that are sacrificed, of which it is not lawful to leave any part till the next day. Only the priests are to take their own share.